Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Stop it, bitch.
You're like five-year-old.
It's fine, bitch, fine.
I just want to draw a swastika on his fucking hand. Why is that such a crazy request?
You're like fucking five-year-old.
I do like fucking five-year-olds. They just slow down for a minute and let me catch one.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's episode number 20. Who would have thought when we had this idea that we'd make it to 20 episodes?
We have never done anything 20 times.
I've smoked weed 20 times.
Well, yeah, but that's like the old...
In a row!
We've never done a project 20 times.
Well, we've done 20 metal injection clips.
And then stopped, because... You don't make episodes anymore.
Well, we still do clips.
Right, see, he stops making episodes.
Still do clips. We put out 20 interviews from the New England...
You don't do anything funny anymore, I think, is what he's trying to say.
Well, maybe if a certain Russian character would get his act together and a certain guitar virtuoso could come to shoots, he could do stuff. But anyway... We have a great show today. Lots of stuff planned. Who knows how it'll go down.
But first, shitting on your own diaper.
Oh, no.
We're going to do it. It's going to happen.
No, well.
We'll talk about this in a minute. But before we get to that.
That's what you call a teaser.
Tonight on the show, in a few minutes, actually, we will be joined by two members, Brian and Dustin, of a band that I like. You guys probably have never heard of. In the studio. Everyone at home probably heard of them because you guys are awesome.
I've heard of them.
Well, I mean, you know, you never heard them. Pariah, a good band on Black Market Activities, the label of one...
I call it DMA.
The label of one Guy Kozowick.
I remember
the
them.
The singer
back,
of the Red Cord.
Which guy?
What?
Oh,
yeah. I remember them back when they were just a BMA. They weren't Black. They added that later. They sold out.
Added more letters.
And, today on the show, we're going to finally meet Darren's younger brother, Cody Delgado. And
Dawson Delgado. You're mixing up his real name with his stupid fucking gay emo name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so Dawson Delgado.
By the way, I refuse to say that name on the air because it's so retarded.
His fake name?
It's fake. Don't say it, please.
Well, I guess you'll tell us his alias or whatever. And, of course, you know, for the last 20 episodes, the guy, the unsung hero of the show, Chuck Blandington, has been recording some of the best bumpers in the field of podcasting, I would say. And
give him a shout out. Why don't you play something that he's done for us?
Well, I mean, you know, there's just so many wonderful, wonderful... Let's just start with this one.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet. If it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
What did he say about me?
Play it again.
Your dick is small.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington.
Yep.
You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet.
Not really.
If it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah.
Noah!
It's a Metal Injection Livecast.
Sid, not Noah.
Is that new?
That is new. See,
Land was hard at work this week.
But he came to us and he said he wanted his own segment on the show, and he loves, his favorite segment on the show is Metal Injection After Dark, so he wanted to put his own spin on it. So tonight we're going to premiere Blandy After Dark.
Yeah, I was talking to him on the air, off the air before, and he apparently writes erotic fiction. I didn't even know, like, that he even had that side to him. But
It's not fiction. I talked to him, too. That's the real deal.
Really?
He says it's fiction to protect the innocent.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Way to just give away his secret.
Well, we do know that he has a rock-hard metal cock because he pounded Noah like a couple weeks ago.
She's still hey!
Well, it was on the air. It's not like they're giving it away.
She's now.
I gave it away.
So
you did.
So
you
be prepared. Blandy is going to fog up your computer monitor and speakers later on.
Again.
Some steamy, steamy, erotic, true fiction. Nonfiction.
Now, before we went on the air, we teased this earlier. Sid had an idea which I completely oppose.
Yeah.
But let's just get it out.
Majority rules.
And if, you know, if any caller wants to chime in and say whether they think we should do this or not, what's the number?
646-929-1357.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that after I give this explanation.
646.
Shut up. So my idea is one of these episodes we have a diaper party. That is get all types of fucked up while wearing adult diapers so you don't have to go to the bathroom. So we just do the podcast while we're pissing and shitting ourselves. Maybe we could have some kind of contest. It could be like a circle jerk, except with poo instead of cum. The last person has to eat
the
diapers.
That's the dump. Why? The bathrooms in the Metal Injection Studios are...
Entertainment, motherfucker.
But how? It's an audio medium.
Listeners,
they're
what's
not gonna
the number? Listeners going to call in, tell us what they think of this idea.
646-929-1357. I think it's a terrible idea.
And post on the livecast page. If
how about...
Download later.
How about we just all shit on you?
I like that idea.
We already do it figuratively.
What
so
part of
might
me?
As well.
All
like
over you.
Foot?
No, like on your stomach.
I think you'd find it hot if you did.
Yeah. Would you be totally naked? Like sort of squatting over me so I could see?
No, I'd be wearing like one of those like full pajama things where the butt opens.
That's cute, but no.
You get to see your ass,
enough.
Though.
But then I'll look like a child then. Isn't that what you're into?
A naked child.
What if, let me ask you.
A dressed child is boring to us.
We know Noah wouldn't agree to this, but let's say hypothetically in an alternate universe that Noah agreed to this.
Okay.
Would you let Noah shit on you naked if you had to have Rob do the same thing?
Oh, no, not at all. No, not worth it.
Wow, you heard it here first.
It's still two people shitting on me. Besides, oh, yeah, I guess I'd be going naked, but I'm having two people shit on me.
So you're saying those two things negate each other.
Yeah, that's two bad things and one good thing.
So you're saying we don't...
It's just Noah.
All right. Noah shits on you naked, Rob shits on you naked, and someone gives you $1 million.
Oh, that's
two good
for $1 million, yeah.
Oh,
for that, Noah could stay home. I'll let Rob shit on me naked for $1 million. I don't fucking care. $1 million, I could buy all the handy wipes I want and wash myself off.
Okay.
All the Purell.
Yeah.
You can buy Purell.
I'll fucking send you out to get it. I'll
you
give
can
it
buy
a
the Clorox.
All right. Noah shits on you naked. Rob shits on you naked. Gift certificate to Red Lobster.
How much is the gift?
$25.
No, not worth it.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
We've established a bar now.
You'll have to be at least in the triple digits to get for Red Lobster.
Scat porn.
I'm a scat man.
But by the time I got that, it'd be over. It'd be like 10 minutes from now.
Just do it anyway.
There's
a song where the guy says, "I'm the scat man." You'll have to believe us.
Yeah.
I would have kept the scat talk going if you found that.
No, the scat talk will keep going either way, sir. That's bigger than the both of us. It's a scat injection.
I'm the scat man!
Wait, so how come only me and Rob have to shit on Sid? What about you, Darren?
I'm just trying to...
Darren's painting the scenario. He's not going to also volunteer his
own.
No, it's
not that. I was just trying to pick the person you find the most and least attractive.
I'm a fat man.
So, whoa, you're saying you're more attractive
no,
to me, Darren?
Because he lives with you. He's probably sick of me.
Yeah, that's true. It's a variety. Spice things up.
He wants Noah's scat, but not Rob's scat.
It's about time I wiped somebody else's pubes off the toilet seat.
Because he's a scat man.
If I ever had to shit on you.
Wait a minute, like it's only my pubes on the toilet seat.
Well, I wipe mine off too.
All right.
You, on the other hand,
we shed. We are fucking Cheddar's, yeah, me and Sid. We're roommates. I don't know.
On the bathroom wall, there's hair.
Yeah, I don't know
what, why, how.
Neither of us understand how.
You're really tall, so it's probably for you. You're
like
leaning on shit.
Why? What would I be leaning? Maybe like when I'm shitting and I'm holding the wall.
Yeah, the leverage.
With our
last pebble out.
What time went to your house?
Oh, boy.
I broke the light switch. I don't know if you have. You know that? I didn't know how to.
It comes on off, but you didn't break it.
No, I thought I broke it, so I spent the whole next, like, 15 minutes panicking in your bathroom. Like, oh my God.
All the reasons to panic in our bathroom.
All I did was take a piss, but then I played it off like I took a shit because I didn't want you to realize I was figuring out how to put the light switch back on.
You son of a bitch. That light switch has never been the same.
Aren't you glad you played this song?
I guess I'm a little tired.
He's the scad. No, I know we're joking around, but like, a really hot girl asks you to take a shit on her, so vice versa. Does that turn you on at all? Or is it gross?
It turned me on, but if the girl.
I mean, I do it because I love her.
Yeah. Do you love scat or you love her?
Her. No, I'm really not into that.
It's so gross.
Or like pissing.
I like some pretty weird things, but that's like.
Water sports is just unnecessary.
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
I want to know, Darren.
I'm not the scat man.
It's talking about people shitting on me.
I don't know. Ask me a thing, and I'll tell you if I like it.
Do you like tying bitches up?
No, actually, no.
Do you like bitches tying you up?
No.
Do you like getting rough with bitches, like smacking them around?
Do you Do you like putting a girl's head through a toilet seat and then banging her from behind?
Never done it, but I would like.
The Rocco Siffredi.
Do you like choking a girl as you're fucking her?
If it's only play choking and not really depriving her of hair, yes.
Right.
Do you like it when a girl takes your dick and pulls it, like, in between your taint and sucks your dick from behind, like, from the butt?
I never had that done to me. That sounds pleasant, though.
You need a pretty long dick to
like
make that really.
No.
Feel good.
I'm trying to think
otherwise, you just get a head.
Wow, no. You have to use like a stretcher or something?
Did you like have your nose up the guy's ass while you were doing this?
I never said that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
She never said she didn't.
I see a stain on your nose right now. Wipe that off. What were you doing before the show?
Oh, no.
I'm trying to.
No, not Rob.
What's wrong with Rob?
So much.
I'm trying to think of how far towards my asshole my dick would extend if it was. Wrap down that way.
Go in the bathroom, take a look.
I don't want to stop the show for that. I'll do it right here.
We'll post the pictures of our
archive. Yeah, let's do it. I can put it on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Oh, so we're all talking about scat and all this stuff shit, but we almost forgot that Jenny recorded her own farts.
Yeah.
Tell
us about this.
By the way, Jenny, J Tussie on Twitter, you can follow her. You can follow me.
Spell that, because who the hell knows what a fucking Tussie is.
Okay, J-T-U-S-S-Y.
No underscore?
No, there's no underscore.
What does the J stand for?
Jenny. Jenny's
Tussie.
Tussie.
Yeah. Tussie.
J is Tussie, not J.
I'm Twittering as my Tussie.
Okay.
It's tweets from the Tuss.
It's
yes.
Twitter concept art. I got it now. It's like Greg's toe on MySpace. Rob's cast.
Greg's infected toe.
By the way, you can add Rob's cast on MySpace if you look around.
Told.
But you're still on MySpace.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm over MySpace.
Yeah, totally. Yes, it's also about this fart app before we get to the pariah action.
Okay, so the last time I was here, Sid was so kind as to share his flatulence with me the whole show.
I give.
A few nights later, Noah and I were watching TV on the couch, eating Mexican food. And my iFart app has this great little thing in it, and you can record your own fart.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded my own fart for Sid.
You just flinched from the microphone.
Okay, I'm gonna play it for Sid. It's long, but
these are real now, right? This is not
fingers on the bottom.
Me, yeah. Oh.
So can we before you do it? Don't do anything yet. Can we all, like, make a game show out of this and guess what kind of fart she...
Okay.
I... You heard it already.
Yeah. Oh, so I can't...
Yeah.
I'll say it last.
No.
Rob, what kind of farts?
You might have forgotten.
I think it'll be, like, a...
Now, let's ask. Look, I need some info. I need a hint. Are these like typical of your farts, or did you make some special farts? That you
no, these are real farts.
But are
no,
these
but
kind
I,
of farts?
Should you eat like beans beforehand?
I don't like talking about this a lot.
You're gonna play them on air.
Good light. I have the worst gas. Like I won't have gas for like a week, and then one day I will just explode in just ridiculous gas.
Like an atomic bomb. That's how bad.
She says it so gracefully, like a lady.
Yeah.
I have gas.
It's upsetting. It's funny though.
Flatulence.
Because
all right.
Then I can get everybody back.
I'm gonna say there's a big ripper, like a long 6-second fart ripper.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's like it's long and loud, but it's one of those dry, warm farts.
Yeah, I agree with
it's not,
you.
Like, wet at all.
No, I could say, that was my...
All right, so we all
thought it was wet.
All right, we have two long rippers, one wet.
I guess it should be like...
All right, let's hear it. Drum roll.
That sounds more like a beast.
That's a fart.
That's a horse.
I don't like a cough. I don't... Oh.
Wait, can I predict what it sounds like?
Yeah.
No.
You heard it, though.
Can't
What's it? Not a prediction?
All of a sudden, Noah's talkative.
Nostra dumbass.
I think it's a little delayed, so you have to wait for it.
But
you can
well
tell
worth waiting for.
Noah talks at the end for a little while.
Oh.
Okay, right.
With her mouth down there, like,
can
you...
We don't want to hear it, too.
It's going to come out of the iPhone. What do
okay.
you need that for?
I don't want to hear it on the radio. Ready? Okay, I'm pressing it.
That wasn't real.
No, that was me. I mean, my sound.
Come on,
what's going on? Technical difficulties here, people.
Artists interrupt.
Wait, let me see if I
did you delete
here.
It?
No.
This is the most building.
Can I get it? No, the other way. The other side. Yeah. Okay. Well, someone forgot to play.
Rob,
she's
play
a
fake fart, quick.
No.
Thanks.
You ruined it. Listen, I got an idea.
Okay, this is how we keep people in suspense. So
yeah, just
trying to get a real one on just
here,
for you.
Put one. Make a real fart into the mic right now.
Stand up and bend over.
I gave you some of my beef chow fun.
Oh,
it sounds like a damn firecracker. What the fuck was that?
That was me asking her if it was her farting with her iPhone or her farting with her ass.
I don't believe that was a real fart.
Swear to God.
I want to hear you really fart now.
Play it again,
like
Rob.
A little animal struggling for life.
Rob, play it again.
Play it.
I didn't like it. I'm sorry. I have to give that a two. Sounds like your zipper got caught.
Yeah, you're like opening an old door, like a creaky door. You're honking your house.
That was creepy. That was very creepy.
So let's see what a real fart sounds like.
Okay, in all fairness,
I feel like I let you guys down.
I think this is what you're
work
fart
on
feeling.
It for next week. Work on it for next week.
Yes. More beans.
Oh, Jake, come on. Wait.
Oh,
we get the point. Jesus.
Well, it takes so little to amuse us.
That's one of my classics.
But I think it's time right now to get a little band on the phone named Pariah. But before we do, let's play one of their tracks. This is off their newest CD, the Barnacle Cordius.
What?
I said the Barnacle Cordius.
All
right.
Cordius.
Don't hold that against them.
Barnacle.
The song
is
called
Cordius.
The song is called Circus. Yeah.
Kind of hear it.
A band that I am about to be joined by here on the Metal Injection Livecast, a band by the name of Pahaya.
Pahaya?
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Not exactly.
Pariah.
It's close.
Okay, I have Brian and Dustin on the line. Brian.
Don't you mean Brian?
Brian, are you identifying yourself?
Rob has a speech impediment. You have to forgive him.
I don't forgive things like that.
Me neither. That's why we beat him with a stick every night to try to get the point right.
I think that's what caused the speech impediment.
Maybe.
Yeah. What is this, a stick?
You want some more?
No more, sir. No
the
more.
The
speech impediment makes him sound Bolivian.
You want to get out with it or what?
Whoa. No need for that rock star attitude here. All right? This isn't a fucking Z Morning Zoo. This is a Metal Injection Livecast you're on. Show
wait,
some class.
Wait, it's not?
More of a night zoo kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, it's 72 degrees in Central Park.
That sounded vaguely racist. I don't know why, but somehow I think that. Wait,
well, you guys are from the South, right?
No, we're from the Midwest. We're in Nebraska, buddy.
Oh, even worse.
Rob barely knows where, like, what borough.
Do you guys know a Mexican guy called Guillermo in Nebraska?
Guillermo Sexo?
Sure.
Yeah.
They totally know this guy.
Yeah, Noah, there's only two people in Nebraska. That's right.
Is Tom Osborne still your governor?
What? Tom Osborne never was.
No.
Was he, is he a senator? He's something, right?
He's a really good football team.
But he's also an elected official now.
Yeah, he
ran for Senate, but nobody liked the idea.
So he didn't win? I could have sworn he won something.
Well, he won the head coaching position at Nebraska University in 1973.
That I know. That's why I asked.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CNN Situation Room. I guess I'm
Oh, I don't know if you guys picked this up, by the way, but there's three of us on the phone.
Oh, three? Whoa.
Yeah. You got 75% of the band here.
How is this working? Can you guys identify your voices?
I'm Dustin.
Okay.
I'm Brian. We got you on speakerphone on one of these, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really good audio quality.
Head together, recycling each other's air. Staring closely.
Tell me you
shut his eyes. I'm John, by the way.
Are you guys, okay, wait, so if you're recycling air, does that mean that you're farting and then inhaling and then farting and still?
Well, we just got a tube hooked up from our butts to our mouths.
Nostril mouth action.
No, never ask the mouth. You never want to ask the mouth.
It's called fireballing.
By the way, don't get the...
You learned something on the live cast.
Listen, I just want to let you guys know, man, don't get the iPhone fart application because it doesn't work.
May I just add one last thing? After coaching, Osborne was elected to Congress in 2000 and served 6 years in the United States House of Representatives as a Republican from Nebraska's 3rd Congressional District.
Did you not think he was a governor or a senator?
I said he was elected to something, and you said, oh, he was elected to be the coach. All right, then. Busy writing songs. You're not even paying attention to what's going on in your own backyard.
Oh, fuck off.
You think Tommy Frazier is still the quarterback at Nebraska? Come on, wake up.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that news update. The Nebraska news update with Sid Capsano. We'll be right back.
Back to the interview.
So guys,
welcome, by the way.
Guys, thank you for joining us. I'm sure there was plenty of coke and hookers you guys could have been doing right now. Am I right? Right.
That's all for later.
Did you say
coconut
hookers?
That also sounds vaguely racist.
I love coconut hookers. They're my favorite flavor.
I'm with you, buddy. I usually get the 5-pack. I like the variety.
Hey, is that girlfriend that just flaps the blowjobs from between dude's legs?
Wait, you cut out at the beginning of that.
All I heard was blowjob and dude's legs.
I haven't heard you guys talking about giving flaccid blowjobs to dudes in between their legs, like when they stick their dick in between their legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever experienced that?
I haven't thought about it.
What? The speakerphone situation is not working. Why doesn't the third one of you just call in to the to the show, and then we'll have three different, it's like a mic.
Is one of the three bassist?
Yeah, I am. I'm Dustin.
Do we really need to talk to this?
Oh, come on. You're a dick.
And they're both agreeing with you. That's the funny thing.
You're
like, yeah, he's kind of right. Why don't you just hang up? Oh, I'm sorry, bassist.
Do whatever.
No, Pariah's all about the low end, isn't it?
That's right.
If they didn't have bassist, they would have nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now you're talking shit about the other two guys.
Oh, no.
But anyway,
our number is 646-929-1357.
Did you get that, John?
646-929-1357.
You got it.
And, you know, if any Pariah fans are at home listening, you guys can talk to Pariah on the podcast.
The thing is, Pariah fans sitting at home.
Hello.
Wait, I have to answer first. Hold on.
Hello. All right, everyone's on the air now, but maybe you guys should go into different rooms.
Yeah, three dudes and three phones.
Yeah, because we're getting some echo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not good radio.
It's going to lose. We're going to get feedback.
I'm enjoying myself.
Obviously do this all the time.
Yeah, so. I mean, you guys must be, you must have just got off the phone with, Stern and Opie and Anthony, and then you moved on to Letterman.
Well, dude, I haven't done three-way calling since I was in middle school.
So the whole thing is just kind of like an old taboo brought back to life, but it feels good again. It's like an old glove.
So explain to me why you were three-way calling in middle school. Who were you three-way
calling? Oh, I
don't
know. It's one of those deals when you're trying to narc somebody out, so you put somebody on the line and the other person doesn't know that he's there, and then they steal all the beans, and you get information that way.
Oh, okay, you're right. Now, Dustin, you there? Dustin.
Yes.
Tell us about Brian. Tell us the dirt. He's not listening.
Here, here. I'll mute him. Okay, he's on mute.
Wait, who am I talking about? About Brian?
Brian, the vocalist.
Oh, he's easily the most attractive member of the band, whether he knows it or not.
So you're saying you have a crush on Brian? Is that
what I don't really want to bring this out on the air, but...
No one can hear you right now.
Can hear you. No one's really listening. So.
You're in the isolation room. Tell us. How does Brian make you feel?
I can't think of a witty answer to that. I'm sorry.
Speak from the heart. You don't have to be witty. Just tell us what you're thinking.
So all right, I'm going to try to steer this back onto the highway here.
Oh, hey, guys.
The highway of love.
Have you toured or anything?
Yeah.
Dustin.
You guys are about to head out on tour, right?
We don't have any tours set up now.
Shows.
Just have like a lot of kind of sporadic shows throughout the Midwest where we can get to on the weekends.
I see.
So,
what do you
think? Yeah, but we're trying to get some tours set up for maybe in July or August and kind of get on the road full time again.
You hear that, booking agent subscribing to our podcast?
Yeah. You hear that, Ken Moore?
Oprah, we know you're listening. Get Pariah on the show. Give everyone in your audience a Pariah. You get a Pariah. You get a Pariah. Everybody gets a Pariah. Would you guys go over to everyone in Oprah's audience's houses and perform for their children and their children's friends? So
well,
that
the price right.
Can get Mariah.
Yeah, I would do that.
These guys are fucking hard workers. Do you hear that, Guy Kozowick? Send them on the Oprah show. The owner of their label, Guy Kozowick.
We could be on Springer, too. I love Springer.
Nah, fuck Springer. You guys are bigger than Springer.
Guar went on Springer.
Yeah, you guys are bigger than Guar, right?
Yeah, I've seen that on YouTube. It's fucking hilarious.
They're pretty big.
They never get out of their character. They still like act like they're aliens from another planet.
It's not an act. They really are aliens from another planet.
Well, that's true.
I know. So, yeah, Guy from the Red Court is your boss. What's that like? Tell us. This is time to talk shit about Guy. Talk shit about Guy! Livecast. I did not for this. I don't know. I'm just very hyped up.
You
right
sure
now.
Are pretending you did.
No.
Let me ask something. You all have jobs like that you don't do, that you do when you're not touring? Like, what do you do for a living? What do you make a living from music?
I
make my living as a car painter.
Really?
You paint cars?
Yeah.
I think we have a caller for
We
you
might
guys.
Have a fan on the line, 315. You are broadcasting live on the cast.
Hey.
What's wrong with
you? I don't know.
Why do you go into DJ voice?
I just...
Hey!
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 We got
a caller.
Don't understand.
I need to know. How to listen to your podcast. Now.
What? Who is this?
It's another bland.
I don't have a fucking clue what's going on.
who
I probably
what?
Like pranking.
Okay. Wait. I'm Metal Injection. With balls now. I'm holding your podcast live. Because I need to know. You know, it's like my crack.
Did not hear a band calling in.
What?
We're going to hang up on this caller. I don't know what's going on.
He likes listening to our podcast live. It's like crack.
You can just go to metalinjection.net/livecast and listen to it.
It's also crack for him to call in and not be funny and interrupt us.
You're out of here. We're back. We're back with Pariah. Hey, it's 72 degrees in Central Park. Hey, hoo-hoo with my funny sound effects. Give me a fart noise. Thank you. Hey, we're feeling good today. We've got Pariah.
Hey, it's out of the pot. Hits and hits in.
What's going on here?
All right. I don't know what's
Could
going
you
on.
Ask the fucking band some questions.
No.
Let's talk about music.
Jesus Christ.
Pretend like this is a legitimate interview for 3 fucking minutes.
I'm sorry. We just got we got talking about coconut hookers, and that just totally threw me off.
Just thinking about that. That was
yeah.
good topic. I don't know why we left it. You know.
Yeah. So where do you get coconut hookers in Nebraska?
From coconut hooker trees, of course.
That's definitely racist. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I will not stand for that.
Sid, when he's not on the live cast, he's part of the racist police.
I'm an ACLU attorney.
What?
What was that? Did we just talk to somebody?
No.
What was that?
I don't know.
So, hey, being a band in Nebraska, who were some of your influences to get into the music you're playing?
Oh, great.
Because Nebraska's not really the first place one would think of when they think of a thriving music scene, per se.
That's funny. Have you heard of Battle Creek Records?
Yes, but that's not really your sound.
That's true, but there's actually a lot going on with Medicare, to be completely honest with you. I agree there's not a lot in heavy music going on.
But
probably about as much of a music scene going on here as anywhere else. We've got some of the nicest venues in the country. And as far as metal bands, I would say System Failure was one of my biggest influences growing up, which was just kind of like a Training for Utopia style metal and a hardcore band, started in the 90s. And I don't know, there's a plethora of really awesome thrash metal bands that have always been around, so we've always had a lot to grab onto.
So there is metal in Nebraska? I guess people are pissed.
Quite a bit. Actually, well, there's not a lot of pissed off metal, to be honest with you. The other bigger metal band is Celador, which is a power metal band who got signed to Metal Blade a couple years ago, and they're kind of like Dragon Force with a little bit less gay and a little bit more rock.
Who is this?
Can Pariah be described the exact same way, except the opposite, a little less rock, a little more gay?
I don't know. I would say Pariah probably brings the gay tenfold compared to Celador. We're kind of known for
Matt
bringing the gay in.
Noah loves
Celador.
I never said that.
Noah loves them.
Noah,
she would blow each and every one.
Really?
Well, I will tell you what. I can get you each and every one of their cell phone numbers, so just let me know.
Right now on the air.
I will only accept power metal from Europe.
Oh,
no.
None of that imitation crap.
Like Elvis King?
Yes, like Elvis King.
Cole, you are on the air with the Metal Injection live cast. Hello.
What is that for?
I don't know. I'll stop.
Doing that.
One
is there really someone there?
Hello?
Hey, what's up,
yeah,
Brian? Brian.
Yeah, hi, this is Jim Ross. You know, I really love you guys' show, but I just want to tell you guys about when are we going to hear some metal on here?
What?
You're
what?
Hearing metal right now. You're hearing right from the metal horse's mouth.
Did you say Jim Ross, the WWE?
Yeah. No, this is Jim. there's more than one Jim Ross, bucko.
God damn it, I'm a real Jim Ross. I've been sitting here for half an hour listening to your bullshit.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll tell you something, brother.
You got imposters calling up, pretending to be good old JR. I'm not going to stand for it.
Yes,
go to hell.
The 5-year-old Ross song that they don't play anymore.
Because I demand it. That's my favorite Ross theme song. I went into the boardroom, and I pushed Vince for it, and he told me to fuck off. And now you're all going to hear it because I like it. God damn it.
Pariah, are you guys wrestling fans?
Not exactly.
I was in, like, second grade.
Not exactly.
They read books instead.
Do you guys read books? You guys have books in Nebraska?
We've read Hop on Pop. Each of us have read it at least.
I've got the entire Amelia Bedelia collection.
Well, you know,
Ramona.
Dr. Seuss Baby was a 3-time All-American from the University of Nebraska. Wrestling fans will get it. By God!
Well, they said they're not wrestling fans. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Jim.
Well, who's talking to them?
Unless that's Jim Duggan, I don't want to talk to him.
Oh! No, get out of here, Duggan. What are you doing here?
Wow. How are all these wrestlers in our studio?
You smell like salami and coke.
They have nothing else.
Anyway. Maybe they'd leave if you started doing an interview with the band that we have.
Guys, what's going on in the band? What are you guys having, side convos?
They're bored with you.
Are we boring you guys?
No, you were boring.
I just have no idea what's going on.
Okay, they're starting their own live chat.
There's quite the clusterfuck of words being thrown here.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I'm about to do the same thing. Yes, I'm a question.
All right, how about we do it like the presidential debate? Everyone has, like, a few seconds. Rob.
Why are you guys so awesome?
Well, I was born awesome, and I just kind of continued it through the remainder of my life, and, well, here I am, still awesome.
Okay, Noah, can you tell us about your latest album, what is it, The Barnacle Courteous, and are you SpongeBob fans? Barnacles!
No, it actually has nothing to do with SpongeBob at all. It's named after a drummer whose name is Corey Barnes, and he has a lot of nicknames, and that just happens to be one of them, and, when we were going to release it instrumentally, the album, we just kind of named all the songs after inside jokes and let him just name them really random, weird things that he thought of. So,
so it's all a joke to you guys. Is that what I'm picking up here?
Yeah, music is all a joke to us.
Okay, no more questions.
I relinquish my question to the gentleman from Iraq.
What is going on?
I'm letting you ask another question in my stead.
Sid tells me that you are somehow connected to Coalesce.
Well, they're playing a show with them.
You guys are playing a show with Coalesce?
Yeah, we're like playing a...
What?
Yeah, it's like a big fest in Kansas City on June 7th. We're playing the second day. The first day has, like, Unearth and Testament and a lot of other bands. And then the second day.
Sorry.
Sorry?
Did you get to meet Alex Skolnick?
I don't know who that is.
Alex Skolnick?
You're better off not knowing.
Guitarist of Testament.
Oh, I don't know. We haven't done the show yet. Oh. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll meet him next month.
Oldest hitter.
Whatever he says, he's trying to take your money, so.
Yeah.
Love Coalesce. I'll just say that. They're one of my favorite, like, metal, hardcore, heavy, whatever bands. I love them. They're awesome.
Are you guys ever going to do an album of all Led Zeppelin covers like they did? Maybe some other classic rock band that you could put a evil metal spin on?
John would probably like that, wouldn't you?
I would absolutely love that, 110%.
May I suggest an album of all metal ELO covers?
Electrified Orchestra?
Yes.
Yes, I like that.
It's high time for some metal ELO covers.
Sid, what would that sound like? Give us a taste.
If I was going to go that route, I would probably prefer to do a band like Kansas or Foreigner. I think that would be more fun.
Foreigner would be pretty awesome, I think.
I think Foreigner would be easily doable. Those songs are already pretty heavy. And
what about Bad Company?
That was
company?
The first live show I ever saw, too.
How about
company?
Yes? No, Yes?
Yeah, no, yes. Definitely no, yes.
XTC?
that's too obscure. Nobody would buy that.
Little Mayor Simpleton? No.
38 Special, perhaps.
Now, I got a question, and I'm stealing this one. Sid, when did you guys shorten your name from Pariah Carey?
I bet that's the first time somebody's asked you that, huh?
Yeah.
That does seem to be the ongoing message board joke, huh?
I've never heard that before, but when people ask, like, is it Pariah or is it Pariah? I would say, not like Mariah Carey, but with a P.
I actually think it's Pariah, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
Pariah.
How they pronounce it in South America. It's a girl's name.
Pariah? What are you, a water? You got a bottle of water.
I've honestly heard probably every possible way you could
give us
pronounce the name wrong. Pariah. what else?
I heard someone refer to them as necrophagist the other day.
That's way off. What was, like, the most off anyone has ever been?
For us?
Yeah.
You got anything, John? I can't think of any more.
Yellow.
The most what we've ever been?
Like where someone's mispronounced our name.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably the one time we played on the Omaha Entertainment Awards. It was televised. So they had all of these commercials on TV promoting the show. And they're naming off all the bands who are performing live, and we were one of them. And there was, like, some Mexican mariachi bands playing it, and I think people just assumed that we were one of those Mexican mariachi bands. So they took it upon themselves to pronounce our name as ethnically as possible, and they called us Padilla.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have two questions. First of all, are there really Mexican people living in Nebraska?
Guillermo.
Well, I'm one of them, buddy.
Get out of here.
I'm a full-blown half-Mexican. A full-blown gringo.
That was like the most American way you could possibly say gringo.
I'm a full-blown gringo.
Gringo.
Órale. Arriba la raza. Yeah, and the other question is, what is the Omaha Entertainment Awards consist of?
Yeah. I didn't know
it's like
Omaha
the Grammys
funny.
For Omaha. It's Omaha Grammys. It's anything that's arts related. So it's people who do theater, people who do music, people who do sound and lighting, people who do the news.
Did you have to sit there in the auditorium with like all the respect?
Yeah, dude. It went on for about 3 hours the first year that we played it, and we were one of the bands that played. We were the only metal band who's ever played this ceremony. And we were supposed to go on at like 9:45, and we didn't end up going on until about 11. And this thing was broadcasted live on TV, and it was at the Holland Performing Arts Center, which is by far and away the best live music venue probably in the entire Midwest. And so it was really nerve-wracking, and the longer we waited, the more I drank beer, and I slowly just kind of got drunk. And when we played, it actually turned out really well.
Now, did they make you wear tuxes and stuff like that, or what?
They don't make us, but... dressed a little snazzy so we could look, you know, hot.
We're actually named we were named the best dressed band of the entire ceremony.
Wow, I'm picturing like some fucking opera singer sitting in the audience, like, I'm gonna win best dressed tonight. Just watch, my dad feels fabulous. And then like,
oh no, it was more like purple chucks, tight girls pants, pink Wayfarer sunglasses, white belts, huge plugs. You know, our general image. That's what we looked like.
Now, what was like the reaction when you guys started playing? Were all these opera singers like, were they circle pinning?
People were pretty into it. We probably got the best reaction of anybody, to be completely honest with you. It's on YouTube. You can look it up.
Now, does 311 win an honorary award every year, basically?
No, they haven't even been brought up at the ceremonies. I don't know why that is. I've always been kind of surprised by that.
Are you a 311 fan?
No, not in the slightest.
Right. See, that's. So you should be glad that they're not brought up.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, good. Just making sure.
I'm down with 311, but they're not really a local band. They haven't lived in Omaha for 10 years.
Good riddance.
All their stuff in Los Angeles.
Good riddance to them.
The entertainment factor of Omaha went up about 1,000-fold when they left.
Yes. All the cred rushed back into Omaha as Nick Hexum sold his condo and got the hell out. All of a sudden, Omaha became the cool place to be again.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
Who knew that all that had to happen was 311 had to leave and never come back?
The sun came out. The corn crops were plentiful once again.
And then this music was made.
Just so you know, this sounds nothing like 311. Oh, this is the cough remix. I like this one.
Hey, you guys want to call Dustin back? He just hung up on you guys.
Oh.
What?
Then we don't want to call him back.
We're calling him back.
Nobody hangs up on good old Dale.
All right, let's prank him. Let's prank him.
Hello?
Hey, this is V-Morning Zoo. We're here to interview 311.
Peanut.
Is this Nick Hexum? Hey, how are you? Great last album.
One song you wrote about weed.
What? It's not 311.
Who the hell is Wallace? We'll be back on Zoo Morning Zoo. Anyway, do you guys smoke weed?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
We're a straight edge band.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Check out
our MySpace. You'll see straight edge photos.
Although I think a few of us plan on breaking our edge as soon as this interview is over because Big Dustin's got a graduation party tonight.
It's true. We're a college graduate in the band.
I thought you were
two college graduates.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations
on wasting 4 years of your life.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, it took them a lot longer than four years.
But
they only wasted
four
of them. That's what I'm saying.
What's that?
Yeah. Only four of them were wasted.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
See how he salvaged that terrible joke with another terrible joke?
He has a point doing that.
That's what we call quantity over quality, my friend.
That'd be good.
Next album's a double live LP.
That's what 311 did, I think. Quantity over quality.
And look how far they got, guys.
They did all right.
Coconut hooker.
Rap parts in your songs? Do any rapping? Any of that hippity hopping?
No. When Pariah first started out, we were a bit of a new metal band, so I think we did have some rapping parts.
Oh, and then what happened?
They were closer to the edge.
And then you got the second Disturbed album, and you were like, you know what? This probably isn't going to work out.
Now, Disturbed was never a rap metal band. They were always just a shitty neo metal band. It was more of like Primer 55 and...
Oh, my God.
Or whatever it is.
Some
yeah,
40.
That was my fucking hot ticket when I was in high school. Like, when I was a sophomore, I was all about the Primer 55. I wanted a band that sounded just like...
How old
are you? I really like Soulfly.
How old are you?
I'm 24 now.
Ah, okay. I'm trying to figure out what was 10 years ago.
Oh, right. 10 years ago, it would have been like 2000.
Who is this slightly overweight gentleman?
Portly. We called him Portly.
Portly. Portly gentleman with the pariah tattoo.
The gentleman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Now, would he like the biggest pariah fan?
No, not at all. That's the funny thing.
In terms of size?
No, I just meant, I actually meant, I guess.
I mean, that's mean, guys.
Yeah.
No, he actually, like, we played a show out there, and he came in after we were done playing and was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry I missed you guys. I was in the bar getting hammered, but it sounded sweet from down there. And we were at somebody's apartment afterwards, and this guy was tattooing fruit, and he was practicing to get his apprenticeship or something, and that drunk dude named Zach was like, oh, I want to get a tattoo right now, and our old drummer at the time was like, get a pariah tattoo. He's like, I want a pariah tattoo right now. And the guy was like, well, I've never tattooed a person before, but if you want that, I'll do it. And I did. So...
Did he even change the needle?
I
don't know.
I think
he probably got some peach in
it. It was a citrus tattoo. It stung a bit.
This guy had an apprenticeship to become a tattoo artist, and he was practicing on a tangerine because I guess it's the closest thing to a human skin. So he was sitting there practicing, and this kid just decided he wanted a pariah tattoo, and 10 minutes later he had a pariah tattoo just like that.
He looked very happy to have that pariah.
Yeah, he was into it.
He was fucking drunk, and the next time we saw him, I could see the regret on his face, and I could tell that he didn't even remember my name.
We were like, hey, you're the guy that got the tattoo, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Very apprehensive.
No.
Yeah, he definitely had an apprehensive response. I could see the shame in his face. I remember when he was hammered fucking drunk, getting the thing tattooed right above his left nipple. His girlfriend was talking about how she has to stare at every time they have sex from now on.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's just the reason to start doing it doggy style.
He could always...
Yeah, he said every time he's on top, because she was significantly shorter than him, she gets to see that pariah coming at her from his nipples every single time.
So, hey... I have to get going, actually, but the other two guys can stay on one.
Whoa,
I'm
you hanging up on us?
I'm late for my own graduation party right now.
Hey, you're a celebrity. You can be late to your own party.
You know, I got to make these appearances, you know? Otherwise, my fans are going to be heartbroken.
Well, you know what? We're kind of done with you guys.
Oh, come on.
I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, we're over it. It's never going to be the same between us again.
Well, let's do it again sometime. It'll be great.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Let's do it every week.
So any
weekly interviews with Pariah.
Sure.
All right.
You guys should have a segment. Should work on a
segment. I agree.
15 minutes of
Pariah. You guys get a little 15-minute bonus. Or just have your own podcast.
Yeah.
Pariah Injection.
It sounds kind of... I don't know.
I think you should the guy with the Pariah and nipple tattoo on.
Do you have his phone number?
Can we give him a call?
He's their version of the guy that went to the Sabbath signing.
Oh, yeah.
Sabbath! Sabbath! I see them!
And that guy regrets the Black Sabbath tattoo he has on his ass.
Oh.
All right. Thank you.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for...
Any last parting words?
Yeah. Well, you guys want to plug things?
Yeah.
You
have to put up with all our bullshit to get something out of it.
Go ahead.
World come on, Shameless Self-Promotion, one of you. Dustin's got another band called Demeanor. Check him out on MySpace.
Say it slow.
Oh, Demeanor? The song that you guys played earlier that has the clean vocals in it, that's the vocalist in my other band.
Oh, cool.
So, if you guys want to check that out,
what's
you can.
The role?
It's not metal at all. It's kind of more just like an alternative rock band or something.
Sort of like Xbox 20?
I'm a really big, like, 90s rock kind of a dork, so, I got to get that out somewhere.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be some shows, right? Catch Pariah on tour.
Hey, guys.
You guys are going to be playing Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, don't give the dates or anything. Just say random.
June? Well, look it
just
up.
Go
no,
there.
Go to their MySpace.
Go there and hang around until Pariah shows up.
/ Pariah.
Stay by the airport. Wait for a plane.
And really, if you're in Fargo, North Dakota, there's nothing else going on anyway. Just hang out. They'll show up. They'll be there eventually.
There's only one
July. July 18th, they will be there at the Red Raven.
If you're in Omaha, go by the 311 Amphitheater.
It's right past Connor Oberst Way, right?
Nice.
Right.
You mean Sour Creek Road?
Connor Oberst
Way. Road here. You do know that, right?
Yeah. Are you guys big fans of Faint?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Not like crazy about them, but I think they're pretty good. Their live shows are great. So their live shows are awesome.
I actually really like that band. I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but
have you guys heard Werewolf Grave?
Yeah, I don't really like it as much though, I don't think.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks a lot guys. Make sure to check out Pariah, myspace.com/Pariah. Or they're on Twitter. You can keep up with all their latest updates, twitter.com/PariahMusic, is that correct?
Yes.
Any parting words for the three people listening?
11 people.
11 people listening.
I don't have any. I got nothing.
That's fucking
very
deep.
Good. Awesome.
Thanks a lot, guys. Again,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, make sure to check out Pariah. We're going to go to a little bit of a music break.
Okay. Later, guys.
Thanks.
Yo no sir, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast, at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Oh, shit.
Auschwitz, the meaning of pain.
Time for hour two.
Oh my god, already?
I know.
Yeah, first hour just flew by.
Thanks again to Pariah for being good sports and calling in. And right now, something we talked about, Chuck Blandington, our announcer who you just heard, wanted a little more of a presence on the show.
Great.
So he loves the Metal Injection After Dark segments that we do when we sex it up. So he sent in Blandy After Dark. This is a little story.
It's an excerpt from his True Sex Journals.
Oh, great.
The forthcoming memoir.
So here's a little clip.
He's like Will Chamberlain.
As she bent over the seat, I pulled off the sweatpants. Oh, God. I was shaking still with nervous excitement in a forbidden moment, taking off her clothes, pulling the material past her ankle, and seeing the soft, supple skin, nude, smooth, mesmerizing. My fingers traced the inner thighs, teasing, tempting their way upward and around the trimmed and wet pussy. I watched and smelled as she moved to my touch. Listening to her vocalize her pleasure was genuinely turning me on even more. I could feel my cock bulge and throb, wanting to ride up against her from behind like this. I had to wait. I wanted to wait. To touch her every part. My hands and fingers were magnetic to her skin. To touch it all. To feel the passion from her as well as the excitement we had towards one another at this moment. All the teasing and flirting, not thinking anything would happen. And now, in a dimly lit parking area, in a tinted windowed minivan, with her, naked from the waist down, allowing me to touch, tease, and fully enjoy her soft, smooth figure. Oh God, I guided my finger upward, and slid slowly along the outer edges of her folds, trailing them back and forth, slowly over the lips and inner thighs, drawing an imaginary design with no particular shape or size, just slowly tracing her back and her thighs, over and around the trimmed lightly colored pussy hair.
Oh, you're going to leave us with that cliffhanger?
That's a little cliffhanger. We have three more clips that he sent in. We'll be playing them throughout the hour.
I want to know what happened after he touched the pussy hair.
You will find out in due time.
Can't wait.
But, Darren, I think it's time to bring in your brother. Why don't you introduce him?
Dawson! Come in here.
Oh, he's so ugly.
My brother's name is Dawson Delgado.
Shut up.
But isn't it funny how I got all the looks in the family?
Darren.
Yeah, it is really, really funny.
All the testosterone, apparently.
What did you call me, Darren?
I called you by your real name, not your stupid metal fucking emo name.
That isn't my real name, okay?
His real name is Dawson Delgado.
No, stop saying that.
Don't say it.
My name is Cody Melancholy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yeah, that's way better than Dawson Delgado.
My brother and his stupid three friends have some fucking gay emo, screamo metal band.
Oh, my God.
And he's the singer.
It's so insensitive.
What are they called?
I'm not
the
saying
insensitive?
It.
Come on. Darren, it was like...
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
A broken heart bleeds no blood.
Jesus Christ.
That's really long.
Shut up.
A, B, M, B?
What?
Wait,
N?
A, B, H.
Oh, A, B,
H, N. B, N, B.
B squared.
Oh, my God. Don't you guys know anything?
A, B,
squared.
B, D, E, F, G.
You guys, I had a real bad week, okay?
Would you get some eyeliner in your eye?
That happens all the time. That doesn't matter, but my girlfriend left me. And... I just want to let it all out. It's hard. It's really hard.
What's hard?
Yeah.
Ew.
Do you want to tissue?
Get the way.
Guys, why did you bring me on the show, Darren? I thought you said this was going to make me feel better.
You
want
just
to
showed
up. Make you a real man.
You need an intervention, buddy.
What are you saying? I am a real man. I get more chicks than... Any of
you. Wait.
You get lesbos.
You get
less
more chicks than any of
them. Raise your arm. Let me see if you're a real man. Let me smell you.
No, don't razor your arm. She said razor. Put that away.
Yeah. Put the razors away. Come on.
Oh, guys. I'm very sensitive about that. Please don't talk about it. But I totally shaved my underarms. Duh.
Why?
Because it's manly. I don't want girls to see my hair. That's gross.
That's not gross.
What about the hair on your head?
But it's like a little mop. Like the girls love when I do this with my hair. Whoosh. They love when I do the whoosh.
What are you, Thor Shredstein?
You
can't do that.
I respect what he does with his hair.
I look like him.
I don't know. I hope Thor wasn't messing around with my mom. That'd be pretty depressing.
Oh!
Darren, don't talk about mom like that. Fuck her. I hate her.
Don't talk about your mother.
She's the cause of all my problems, man.
Yeah, what'd she do to you to make you a homo?
She gave birth to me. Well, she was never born, especially to have such a shitty brother.
His brother's pretty cool. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
My brother's a douche. Look at him. Such a dickhead.
Not everybody's brother can do a Jim Ross impression. Do you even know what you have?
It wasn't an impression. What are you talking about?
I hate wrestling. Such a faggy
sport. You just
wrestle
with your demons.
Have you been reading my song lyrics? That's actually the third track on our album.
What's the album called?
Razor Blade in My Heart.
That bleeds no blood?
Yeah, so the name of the band has heart in it, and then the album title has heart in it. Does every song title have the word heart in it?
He's hung up on
does,
heart.
I have a broken heart.
Does heart make a cameo on your album?
It's actually one of my favorite bands.
Really?
I love
my favorite
heart.
Album by them.
How about Cameo? They make a cameo?
Who's Cameo, man?
Korn covered one of their songs.
What?
You probably like Korn.
I used to in a past life. Before I discovered Victory Records. Thank you. Are you guys Silverstein fans?
Moisha Silverstein, he's my dentist. He's a good guy.
No,
but
the
I mean,
band on the
he's also my accountant.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call myself a fan. A patron. I'm so
depressed right now. This show,
you're just embarrassing.
You know,
Cody Dawson.
Maybe we should play another blend.
Yeah, that'll cheer you up.
Show you what a real man is like.
Yeah.
Dawson, you like sex stories, don't you? Please say yes.
Shut up, Darren.
I mean about women and men.
I love women, except they just break my heart. So so who's this bland guy?
You're a pretty bland guy.
You're not his type. Don't even... Let's not go there.
Shut up, Darren.
He likes female computer-generated personalities.
That's why him and Noah get along so well.
Yeah.
Still bent over with her one leg outstretched, and the other bent on the bench seat. I could see her breasts exposed under the shadowed material. I leaned up and began to kiss the soft ass, bringing my lips over the smooth skin, licking and tasting her softness. My hand reaching around to cup her breast, I squeezed it firmly and held it there. Sucking gently with my mouth, I covered my lips over her ass cheek. Looking at me, Carol rolled over and collapsed, sitting down on the bench seat. The coolness of the pleather against her warm kissed bottom sent chills over her as I watched both breasts heave and her nipples stiffen. As she watched me, I leaned into her and we kissed passionately again. My finger ran up and this time softly slid over her clit. I pushed my finger back and forth slowly in to release the folds to the wetness inside. Then slid it up into her just barely inside. Sucking a bit harder this time on the stiff nipple, I let it drag across my teeth slowly. With that, I bent down and leaned into her thighs, and began to lick her softly between the wet folds, tasting her for the first time. The wet mix of honey and cream, as the scent and warmth entered my senses and mouth. I laughed slowly. I could feel her writhe and tense at the same time, feeling my lips devour her lips in folds, licking around the outer edges and then into her, sucking on the lips and then pushing my tongue between them. I could feel her building again. I wanted to feel her come while I sucked on her, to have her squeeze her legs around my head as she orgasmed in my face.
Oh, bland.
That guy's just dirty.
Dawson, what are you still doing here?
I'm going to go kill myself. I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Thank God.
Tell Mom I said hi when you get to the ambulance.
Fuck Mom.
This kid's got a mouth on him.
Yeah, man.
You should beat him more, Darren.
I gave up on that about 10 years ago.
I just took the biggest jump, guys. What did I miss?
I just missed
nothing.
My brother.
Oh, I hate that guy. People say we sound alike. I don't hear.
Speaking of the biggest dump you ever took.
So, Noah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about things we did this week, because I actually did something this week.
What'd you do this week?
This week, I got to go on Sirius Liquid Metal.
Whoa, you mean you recorded your voice and people actually heard it?
What?
What's Sirius Liquid Metal?
Well, Sirius XM Liquid Metal is the metal channel.
Wait, you forgot to say TM.
TM.
R in a circle.
R in a circle, C in a circle.
Uh-huh. Is XM Satellite Radio.
Is the metal channel at Satellite Radio.
Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Well, it's the only satellite radio company, so
God
I think people
it.
Would know. We don't have to say it again.
Listen, the
Sirius XM.
Yeah, thank you. They keep texting me to say it right, so I just want to pass it on to you.
Okay.
They tweet about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my friend Scotty let me invade his show, and he let me play whatever I wanted, and that was fun. And that's it. That's what I did this week.
Wow. What a
really? That's...
I turned your mic off because you're chewing.
That's what you built up to, like, I got to talk about this, and that's it?
Well, aren't
great
you gonna
story.
Me, aren't you going to ask me questions?
What happened on the show?
What music did you pick?
Pariah. She played 5 Pariah tracks.
I played 5 Pariah tracks.
Oh, no.
Back to back.
So you're not going back then.
They kicked me out afterwards, so
yeah.
No more of that.
Mm-hmm. You no. You interviewed Pariah on the air and everyone fell asleep. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I couldn't get it right. Yeah, we
no.
actually do.
Oh, Pariah's falling back in again.
Oh, no,
they're pissed.
They're mad.
I'll be the bad
caller.
Who's this?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
What's
Hello?
Up?
You're on the air.
Oh, shit. What's up, guys?
Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hi,
way
Jerry.
To interrupt my story, Jerry.
Jerry, this better be good. I know it's going to scratch your eyes out.
It's okay. You're not important, Noah.
Well, you got to stay on.
Yeah.
Finally, Noah that's in tune with this show.
If I ever get you a question, Jerry, I'm going
to Well, I'm sorry, Noah. You can go on with your story. You have my permission to continue.
See, so, Noah, the man nice. Said you may continue, so you may continue.
Speak, woman.
Why aren't you guys going to ask me questions?
Jerry, you want to ask Noah a question?
How big are your boobs?
I can answer that.
God, no.
Go ahead, Darren.
32B.
32B? Is that what? Is that big or something?
What's...
What?
Jerry, I got a question for you.
What? I didn't get an answer.
Jerry, I got a question for you.
So,
how big are your boobs?
My, I think I have one 32 cc.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
CC. What? That's not even. That's like a 32 cc's. CNC Music Factory. That's not even like.
What are they doing in your chest?
I don't even know, dude. How does that even work? How
does CNC Music Factory go with you to the doctor's office? You have plastics. Why is my mic off? Oh no, it's just my headphones. Anyway, where are you calling from?
Well, Springfield, Virginia.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Do the Simpsons live in your neighborhood? Or is it
what
the
was
other
that?
Springfield? Do the
what
Simpsons live in your neighborhood, or is that the other Springfield?
What are the Simpsons?
Oh, I think that's Springfield, Illinois. Is that? I don't know. Simpsons?
No.
Springfield, Illinois? I don't know, man. There's nothing to do around here anyways.
Clearly. I mean, you're...
You're listening to us.
You're talking to us.
Actually, no. There's actually one local music club. Jax, I think.
Oh,
Jax.
Yeah.
I think I saw Velodaya over there.
Anywhere near Richmond?
Near Richmond? Richmond is, like, an hour away, I think.
Okay.
Or something like that. Something like that from here, but... I don't know, man.
Some shows there. I heard that there's some pretty good bands from Richmond.
Gwar.
Gwar? Is Lamb of God from Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, next.
Suddenly your state has so much more meaning.
Yeah.
This is the show of telling people what bands come from where they live.
Or what politicians.
Yeah. Sid, you know anything about Virginia politics?
Not a damn.
Well,
Virginia politics...
From there?
No, the weed situation over here sucks. Tell you that.
Oh no.
Oh, poor
why
you.
Why do you still live in Springfield, Virginia? Then
we're gonna get.
I know, right?
You
know what? Actually,
yeah,
somebody.
Parents from Texas. Oh wow, didn't know that. All right, next caller.
Wait,
you know what? There was some banana kush was around the way, like last week.
Some kush.
Banana kush. No,
banana
just the kush.
Compelling. So,
so Jerry.
Exchanging war stories.
Of kush.
How about this? How about we tell some jokes on the air, guys?
All right, you got some jokes?
All right, you got one
joke.
Joke
for you? I got a joke for you, Rob. All right, why don't witches wear underwear when they fly in their brooms?
Why?
For more grip on the broom. Ah.
Next caller.
Fail.
That's terrible. I'm sorry, guys.
You really? Let me ask you something.
Sure.
When you conceived of that in your head, did you think, oh my
you
god?
You didn't come up with that joke.
No. I don't. I mean, no. I mean,
the
idea to tell this on the air. Did you think, oh my god, this is going to be the most awesome fucking? They are going to laugh for like a half an hour when they hear this. Did you really think that?
Really? I was actually having the intent to, yes, make some people laugh.
I bet they planned it out when they were all their life. Dude, I'm going to tell that witchy broom joke. Oh, my God.
So honestly, he probably just heard Rob stand up. He's like, you know what? It ain't no worse than that. Russian Iran? Come on. Pushing brooms are much funnier than that.
Fuck.
Do you have any more jokes? We'll give you one more try.
You might be a redhead.
I have one more. But it's more gross than it's funny. All right.
That's fine.
Why are we asking
for another one? You can say the same about us.
All right.
Good chance. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. What did one lesbian vampire say to the other lesbian vampire?
What did one lesbian vampire say to the other lesbian vampire? I don't know. What?
See you next month.
Oh, because they're period blood. They don't bite each other. They just lick each other's bloody vaginas. Noah, you know what that's like.
Sure.
Right?
Licking bloody vaginas, of course.
Kind of funny, isn't it?
It's stupid. Sorry.
Darren is not impressed.
Darren is not impressed.
I'm a connoisseur of jokes.
You want to try one last one? You only got two jokes?
I'm not a few. I think I need a bong rip so I can remember another one.
All right, you give us a call back when you remember another joke.
The last two were so bad, you could just say any random words in order, and it can't be worse.
Just fart into your phone.
It works for Robin Williams.
My panties would you hold the broom? I'm going to flip the broom better. Hello, don't you know?
Hey, I think it might be time for another installment of Blandy After Dark.
You're right.
Please.
Thanks for calling, Jerry.
All right, no problem, man. You guys take it easy.
You take it easy.
With the jokes.
Wait, can you guys play one song in the air for me? After
what song?
You guys are not. Can you play some Arsis?
Arsis?
Yes. The Faith. How about The Face of My Innocence?
Perhaps.
That's
not this week, next week.
Wait, what did you say the song would be?
The Face of My Innocence?
No, I cannot play
that. Is
that
a cover from something on the Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack?
I only have We Are the Nightmare on the studio computer, so any CD, any song from that CD.
The Veil of Maya?
A Veil of Maya? Do I have Veil of Maya? Well, there's a band.
Don't even make jokes.
Oh, there's a band called Veil of Maya.
Yeah, I don't have any Veil of Maya on the studio computer. Very embarrassing.
Rob fails.
Anyway, we'll play an Arsis track for you.
How about that Arsis and Ja Rule collaboration that just happened?
What?
You didn't hear about that?
The Arsis.
No, dude. Arsis with Ja Rule?
Yeah, we got Arsis, motherfucker.
Arsis, James Malone, is this bitch?
Get out the face of Mark. It is.
Just when you thought it was over.
It was.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. Let's get to another Blandy After Dark.
I looked up at her. Her eyes closed as she felt my mouth warmly against her pussy. Her hand reached up and held my head, as her other hand wrapped around her breast, and squeezed it, pulling on it. I leaned into her more and lapped my tongue over her clit, and sucked over and on her lips, pulling on them. I let them fall away, only to lick between them and then take her clit between my lips, and suck on it. It didn't take much of an effort to draw her into my mouth, before she shuddered, and began to rock against my face. She held my head tight, as she did indeed squeeze her legs tight around me as she started to orgasm. I held my breath and sucked as evenly as possible in a steady methodical pace, feeling her build, and then tell me between her breaths that she is going to come hard. I reached up to feel her breast, and pull her nipple, as I continued with the pleasure of sucking on her pussy. She started to scream in her hand, and I felt her pump against my face. She twisted, and moaned, as another wave flashed through her. As soon as she screamed again, I slid my finger into her and curled it upward, and dragged it slowly in and out as I continued to suck on her folds. "Fuck me," was all she said. Her hand reached down to feel the hardness between my thighs. Stroking it, I felt her squeeze it pulling. On it she drew me up so that I was hunched over standing up in front of her. She leaned into my waist and took my cock into her mouth. Her warm lips and swishing tongue made me drop. Licking its length, she looked up at me with that. I grabbed her hips and turned her around and we both kneeled over the bench seat.
Wow, she's getting into that.
Yeah.
That bland is such a tease.
You see how all you got to do to get these girls hot is talk about a little cunnilingus.
Yeah, we only got one final clip.
It's hard
clip.
To talk about it when you got the pussy in your mouth, though.
Mm. That's fair.
One last clip. Where could this all be leading to? I'm very curious.
There's usually a twist with these
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Right. I'm very interested. That'll be
maybe
a little...
she'll turn out to be a man.
It's possible.
Wow.
Like the folds or the scars of a penis removal.
Do you listen ahead, Darren? What the hell? Do you have
I don't know.
Insider information here?
I don't know.
Inside her information.
Inside him information.
Wait, what are we talking about?
So is this like... Do guys not go down on you? Are they deprived or something? Like, what is the whole big deal with that?
Whoa, what?
Well, you all, as soon as it's, first of all, it's bland reading it.
Yeah, it's bland talking sexy.
And as soon as you heard the thing about the pussy eating, you're like, oh my God.
I did that?
No, I'm saying give her a microphone.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to, but she keeps backing away from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's funny.
She thinks
backing
bland...
away from your breath.
No, she thinks it's bland penis, but she's afraid. It's so
no,
massive.
That homeless breath.
It is big and black. She did it again.
Good, that's all.
Okay, all right. That's what we moved the fucking
that's...
microphone over for?
Well, you watch porn and it turns you on.
Right.
So that...
Only the choking stuff.
Yeah. So we've learned tonight.
Don't watch no fucking cunnilingus movies. What the fuck?
Who wants to see the girl having any pleasure?
Who said the girl's supposed to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Fuck
right.
That shit.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I didn't even know that was I didn't know that was a thing you could do. You can really, like, eat a girl's vagina? Is that...
Yeah.
Wait, people do that?
Why?
Don't bite into it or anything.
Some girls like
make
that.
Make sure you use a knife and a fork while you're at it.
No, but, like,
manners.
Seriously, like, what's the point of doing that?
And that's why you're not getting laid now.
Oh!
I get laid, I just don't put my mouth on any disgusting things like that.
Pee comes out of there, did you know that?
All right, pee comes out of your cock, too.
Yeah, don't suck that either.
The funny thing about...
Oh, no, when you suck our dick, the pee part shuts down.
Pee comes out of there only
yeah,
if you're
so
lucky.
Fine.
You know, the funny thing about those
when
clips is they're acting like...
If I'm lucky?
All right, they're having their own show out there. I'll wait.
Talk about people peeing in my mouth.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know what it is.
We were talking about that in the beginning of the show,
yeah.
too, so...
No, that was shitting on my stomach. It's completely different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't
so
have
peeing
to
is...
Comedy doesn't come out of my stomach. It comes out of my mouth. We can't pee in there.
Yeah, pee
exactly.
counteracts the comedy. He'll be like Chiraya. It'll be totally unfunny. Oh,
I understand.
Jeez, Darren.
Oh, what was I going to say? No, I'm saying in those clips, though, it sounds like he actually cares that the girl is enjoying it. What's up with that?
He's a lover. Aims to please.
Clearly, he's gay.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Maybe
fag.
Maybe that's the twist. Maybe she's a tranny.
Yes, I figured it out.
Good point.
Oh, man, I'm excited for this last clip. It's coming up. You guys better stick around. There's only, what, 17 minutes left in the show.
With the fucking voice.
It's my radio.
You're like Rick Dees.
It's my radio defense mechanism.
No, you're so good. You're so good on the air. Like I'm really, now jokes aside, I think you're like the best hosts.
Well, yeah, definitely jokes aside because the jokes aren't good.
Yeah.
But when you go into that, it just drives me nuts. Like, why?
It drives you nuts, so I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do this voice
anymore. All right.
So,
Rob.
Jared, how was your week?
Hey, well, we got the firecrackers going on. It's almost the 4th of July.
Rob, stop touching my feet with your big, disgusting, hot
penis.
You love
monster
it.
Of a foot.
Oh, I thought this was Mad Libs. Sorry. Stop touching me with that hot pizza pie.
We hinted at this last week, but what are you guys going to do next week when I'm not here?
Have the time of our lives.
Yeah, a good
yeah.
show.
We're actually going to have a professional sound
We're
going to
have Soraya call back in and interview them the right way.
Yeah, and the sound effects will play on time, all the time.
What? After the show, we can do that.
Hey-o!
Show in the backyard.
What if it rains?
It's not going to rain.
How do you know?
Because I said so.
Let's check the weather.
We'll just buy waterproof equipment if it rains.
Oh, yeah. It was so easy to get this shit hooked up.
Oh, look who can do sound effects now.
Oh,
Rob.
Okay, so now you're just going to start hitting all the sound effects?
That's not quite the way it works.
Oh, damn.
He wants to shoot you right now. You see his face right now.
He wants to pull out his penis and shoot you in the eye.
Oh.
Ow! See?
Alright, now.
Yeah, his penis is a machine gun. Good job.
Oh, look at the time.
Oh.
Only 15 more minutes
it's
of Rob.
It's midnight somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah,
alright, let's get to the last After Dark from Blandy. No? Let's not get to it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, you already announced it.
So you don't want to?
Rob,
go
you're
ahead,
fired.
Say anything.
You're not allowed on the show next week, Rob.
She reached around to take my cock, and I grabbed her hand, placed it in mine. I pressed up against her with my hardness sliding along her slit. Holding her hand still, I placed it on the headrest and pulled my hips back and guided my stiff flesh into her wet pussy. I heard and felt her melt into me as she pushed back and felt the shaft drive straight and true into her. I left my cock still, to be surrounded by her hot wet walls as it pulsed in there. I felt her squeeze it. I leaned into her and breathed on her neck, before I took the same spot on her shoulder into my mouth and sucked while I bit gently on it. She came again suddenly and quickly. I felt her walls close around my cock and pull me, licking the back of her neck. I whispered if she would come for me again. Pushing deep into her wetness and warmth, I began to slowly pump in and out. I was ready to explode, the heat of her pussy surrounding my cock, the cock tip touching the lips of her pussy, and then the edges of wet walls. Listening to her moan and breathe as she pushed back into me, I could feel her start. Her breathing short, and she started to chant softly, "Oh yeah, yeah, yes, I am going to come." I felt the juices building in my balls. Hearing her tell me that, I was ready to come for me, I asked her. I felt her shake and tremble as she pushed back against me and pushed harder, harder each time. I shuddered too and felt the balls fill. I am going to come to baby, I answered. She bent over and screamed, and I felt her squeeze my cock as she started to orgasm. I pumped deep and hard as I started to come. The feeling of the hot wide cum shooting through the stiffness of my cock and into her felt incredible as I pumped it over and over into her. Carol moaned and screamed again, feeling the hot fluid spray inside. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, yes, 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 oh God, yes, I am coming, oh God. She screamed to me and the world as I felt her tense and then release, tense and release, tense and release my cock. When I pulled out finally, I turned sat next to her. She leaned down and began to lick the wet and semi-stiff cock. I had never had someone do that afterwards, and it turned me on. And that, my friends, is the story of how Robert Pozzbani was conceived.
What? That's some twist right there.
Chuck Blandington is my dad?
Apparently.
Wow.
So I have to revise my joke. I gotta revise my joke. My mom is from Iran. My dad is a digital computer voice. I'm in a hurry.
Doesn't have the same
punch.
Doesn't work.
Why is the joke
it's,
instead?
And yet, as strange as it may seem, it's equally as funny as
yeah.
the old joke.
Yeah.
I can't believe I slept with Rob's dad.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you
two-bit hussy.
Does that mean I'm also your mother's
name? And your mother's
no.
name is Carol.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you changed the names to protect your mother.
Chuck.
No, Rob would be listening. He thought we were going to listen to this next week.
Robert, it's true. I had Blandy.
I was a very lonely woman working in Radio Shack.
I tensed and released. Tensed and released. Tensed and released.
You put 5 1/4-inch disc inside me.
Pussy.
You people should not be making fun of my mother. She is a wonderful woman. So what if she likes digital voice men? It's her choice. This is America. This is why she came to this country.
Actually, didn't that happen in Russia? Because when were you conceived?
I was born here. I'm sorry.
Oh, but where you conceived?
Conceived, Rob.
Here.
Oh, I thought you came over on like the
on a boat.
Where was it? On a bed in a hotel room? Details.
Under the boardwalk at Brighton.
That I didn't ask.
It was in an Al Qaeda training camp.
Well, my birthday. My birthday's on September 2nd, so I've deduced that it happened on New Year's. I mean, it would only make
sense.
On
my birthday.
Wow, yeah,
so
they
weird.
Were celebrating your birthday.
That's funny. No, but you're September, so it can't be...
9 months.
No, it's 8 months from this end of December.
Oh, I guess that's true. It'd be December 1st. If
it yeah.
My whole life is a lie!
Your face is a lie.
Oh.
I thought my face was a boot.
A lion boot.
A lion boot? Lions don't wear boots. Get out of town.
Fairies wear boots.
What is going on here? It's like surrealist injection live.
We've had too many good episodes in a row. We needed a sorbet.
This is the 20th one. We needed to change it up a little bit.
Everybody, just understand this, that the next best of will not have any of this on it. So you enjoy it now.
Can we just put up
This is my favorite episode we did. What are you talking about, guys?
No, it's the best episode we did with a pariah interview in it. That I will say.
No, it's not even that. Note to self, write jokes.
Guys, you're experiencing a mental breakdown in the Metal Injection Livecast studio.
I'm having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You're having
Stop.
A lot of fun.
Stop having
Sorry.
Fun. No more fun.
I'm the asshole.
Darren's getting his period next week.
What? Why?
Why
what
next
that
week?
Mean?
Like oh.
How? What? I'm being totally nice. What are you talking about? You just don't.
Tell
you're
him,
mad that
you're
I
really
didn't.
Picky about farts.
You didn't like. I didn't like your fart on the iPhone. That's not period. I'm criticizing you because I believe you can do better. I have faith in you. That's a compliment. I think your farts are better than that.
You aren't my feelings.
I think your sphincter can produce better than that. That's what I want to hear from you.
You're a great fart coach, Darren.
I want the best from my... I believe in you!
I'll try harder this week. But can I say, that last reading, I was kind of disappointed because I wanted him to, like, pull out and come on our face.
Oh, wow.
Hello. But then we wouldn't have Rob.
I know.
Who would host the show?
We'll
find out next week.
You were a pearl necklace.
Rob, go.
Rob could have been pre-cum.
Story of his life, my dear.
possibly been.
My mom always said that to me.
The fucking condom broke on that bitch.
My mom was always like, Robert, you little pre-cum.
And you never knew what it meant.
I didn't understand. But now it all makes sense.
Pre-cum is dangerous for Bland because it rusts him. Oh, no. I am rusting.
Don't make fun of Bland. He's a very respectful journalist.
He's concerned about his health.
Broadcaster. He's a broadcaster, not a journalist.
So what's with this nutting in the face thing? Is that
is that
a shtick, a joke, or do you like that?
Miss, yo, can I pull out and come in your face, miss? Oh, I take it out your tissy, come in your face, miss.
Yeah, something I dabble in once in a while.
Yo, miss, I'm going to hit that forehead, miss.
Move your bangs out the way.
Yo, miss, I just had a circumcision.
Yo, miss.
X marks the spot.
Can I come on your feet, miss?
Yo, miss, I'm going to teach you the trickle-down theory of spermonomics.
For those not avid livecast listeners.
What a great week you picked to tune in, motherfucker.
Jenny is a teacher, and her kids like to look at her feet.
Yeah.
My kids like to watch me jog around the block this week, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were checking you out.
Why were you jogging around the block?
Because we did gym outside. Uh-huh. And they were like, come on. I'm not going to say my name, but, you know, Miss...
Miss Jenny.
Get with us. So I was jogging around the block until I realized that they were just pretty much trying to watch me jiggle.
Did you get two black eyes while you were doing it?
She did get two black guys, though. Yo, miss.
I should have known better.
Yeah, I can't believe you
felt that. I know. I was like, and then I was like, come on.
Miss, can we jog, miss? So just you.
You do some jumping jacks?
Miss, we're just going to watch you do it first so we can learn.
We're going to play Duck Duck Goose while you jiggle. I mean, jog.
Yo, miss, I dropped my pencil. Could you get it for me?
You joggle.
Not all the time.
They're always dropping their pencil. I don't get why. Kids today in their butterfly.
Miss, I dropped my homework inside your bra, miss. Can you get it out? Can you take it off
for
me? Wait, better yet, can I take it out for you?
Yo, miss. I spilled this container of creamy peanut butter on my crotch.
Yeah.
Could you lick it off for me? It's delicious.
I don't give out hugs anymore. I don't.
Yo, miss, how come you don't give out hugs no more? You charge $5 now. Yo, miss, inflation is fucked up, miss, in this hard economy.
Miss, can I use your breast assist as pillows, miss? I need a nap, miss.
Whatever makes them shut up and behave.
Miss, my desk broke. Can I put my quarter drink on your boobs, miss?
Miss, can I hear some recordings of you passing gas, miss? Anything.
Can I smell your gas, miss?
Replay your iFart, please, miss. That MP3 was hot, miss.
I let them play with my iFart, actually.
Oh, yeah. With your fart, though?
No.
I'll give them
you let them record their own farts?
No, I let them play with the sounds.
It has a soundboard of farts, also.
Yeah.
Nice. You really promote higher learning.
Lower learning.
What subject do you teach, miss?
Math.
Miss, he's calling her miss now.
What kind of math? Just general math?
Middle school math.
But in middle school, I did like arithmetic. Oh, okay.
Yo, miss, A squared plus B squared equals can I watch you take a poop?
Well, can we?
I thought we were.
Is there an app for that?
Do you have a diaper on? Actually, there's this app now, which I think is like pretty much the most genius app. It is like an email program, like you could send emails, but it uses the camera on the back of the phone so that as you're writing the email, the screen will be the photo camera, the lens, so you see what's happening in front of you as you're typing.
That's amazing.
So it's like you won't bump into things because you'll see them on.
Oh, so this is while you're being an asshole and walking down the street while texting.
Correct. Only while typing emails, no
texting. You can see the grounds.
Well, I mean, you could type like this.
Does it have a part that sprays poison gas so you could kill yourself also?
That is an extension that you need to purchase at the Apple Store.
No, that's in the next gen. It's going to come standard.
That's in the 4G, yeah.
Miss, I forgot the quadratic equation. Can you write it on your titties, miss? B squared minus 4AC plus 2 double Bs.
I like
math jokes.
I'm never coming back here without my black man suit again.
What are you talking about? Like, we didn't even know. Yeah. You brought it up. You said you went jogging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with what you were wearing. I didn't even look at you from the neck down at all. Why? Did you got... Come on. You didn't look there, did you? You pigs.
You're the one that brought
it
up.
You totally brought it up,
yeah.
Dude.
She brought... She was talking
you
about jogging.
You protest too much, sir. I wonder why you're looking at me.
Because you have nice titties.
What the hell is that?
Yes,
I like them.
Come here.
They're
even
sexy.
When I wear my loose-fitting blouse.
Even when you try to tape them to your chest, you try to tape them down.
Why? Oh yeah, they are. There are detachable chips. I don't know why I have to tape them down.
Anywho, we're...
You tuck them underneath your armpits.
Oh.
I feel we saved the show in almost 10 minutes.
Thank you, Miss.
All Jenny's.
Yes.
We are winding down here on the live cast. Tune in next week when I won't be here. I will be in Maryland in Baltimore.
Because you're a Mary.
I'll be at the Maryland Death Fest. Perhaps I'll call in and give you guys a little status update.
Or not.
Or perhaps we'll die.
Perhaps you guys don't pick up the phone because you're jerks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thanks for calling in. To all the people that called in, thank you to Pariah. Thank you to Jerry. Was it Jerry?
Jerry, yeah.
Thank you to that weird guy that just was freaking out about listening to us. And thank you to you, the listener at home. We're going to end it up with one last word from our bland announcer guy, Chuck Blandington.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Pop quiz time. What has got 8 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.